go to Darren Binskin to talk harness hot topics. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Andrew. I'm not as fired up as you this morning, by the sound of it.
No, well, this day and age, this is ridiculous. But anyway, we'll just work our way through it, and we'll release the Epsom draw as soon as it's available shortly with Glenn Munsey. Well, we've got a World Drivers' Championship that's going to be held in this state, and we've also got a big night coming up at Globe Derby in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing that we can get... They tell me that Tim Tetrick's coming out to represent in the World Drivers' Championship, who is just an absolute champion driver. Anyone gets to see him. He wins a lot of the bigger races in America. He's got the layback style in the kart. He's been exceptional. And he, as a young fella, he had his complete hip replacement. So he's got a bit of toughness about him as well. So we're looking forward to him coming. He's quite welcome to drive any of my horses if he outside of the series when he comes to driving that series as well. Andrew, but back to Blake Fitzpatrick and Amanda Turnbull representing New South Wales and Globe Derby. And you've got Chris Alford and Greg Sugars in from Melbourne, and I think Gary Hall from Western Australia, and Chris Vogue, and there's a couple other gentlemen I've probably missed, but it's going to be an outstanding series, and I'm told that from that group of people that they'll actually choose the representative to represent Australia against Tim Tetrick and the likes.
Yeah, exactly. That'll come through into the World Series, which will be held here. Hey, just on those American jockeys, for people that watch them now, they watch them regularly and have a punt, What's the go with the layback style, and why haven't we taken it here?
Well, when I very first come back from America, Andrew, I was doing it, and I got fined on a regular basis by the stewards. They sort of outlawed it because of lack of vision or something like that. But in America, with the sulkies, they're underslung, so the more you lay back, the more you lift the horse up. And they can go faster. We tend not to do it. There's only a couple of drivers probably do it. Young Todd McCarthy, because he's watched his brother, Andrew McCarthy. He gets back in the bike. I do sometimes. I'm getting a bit old for it. But, it's a lot of pressure on your back and your abs. Mm. But the horses and the design of the sulkies are meant for us to lay back, and that makes them go faster by the uplift. I'm just looking forward to Tim Tetrick coming here and some of the younger guys trying to learn off him, because it'll be the future. Yeah. It's not happening now, but it definitely will be in the future that people will get further back in the bikes, Andrew.
All right, some interesting comments there. Now, the two-year-olds, what's happening there?
The sale's coming up. It's the run-up sale, the breeze-ups as they do in the thoroughbreds, but this is our run-up sale on December 7th. Young Ricky Archer from New South Wales, he's got 12 horses ready to go. We've had top horses come out of this sale already, like a horse called Mr. Brightside, which was outstanding for Robbie and Kerry Ann. There's heaps of winners. We had a horse called Hear the Call, he come here. Not for not much money, Andrew. You can get into trotting really easily by picking well-bred stock that can actually go. So you take out the risk factor of maybe when you buy them from a yearling sale, they don't break in well or whatever. These horses are gated up. They're running fast times, and they're well-bred from well-educated trainers. So it's a great way to get back into trotting. And a lot of these horses are paid up for the bigger races like the Australian Pacing Gold and also the Breeders' Crown in Melbourne. So anyone who's got a bit of money out there or their friends, get together and go to the sale and see if they can buy a horse and get into trotting.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's a great way. And they race even more regularly than the thoroughbreds. They can race maybe twice a week or definitely twice a fortnight. They're really stout and strong standard breds. They're a different horse to the thoroughbred in many ways. Bowtied Bonavista Bay back on Saturday night at Menangle and Suave Stewie Lombo.
Wow, it's going to be... If the weather heats back up, the race will heat back up, that'll be a fast mile again. Obviously, they're all getting prepped for the Miracle Mile, and for a couple of these horses that can follow these other horses, they can run fast miles as well. 2IC actually went very good against Bowtied and Suave Stewie Lombo. He got an easy run, but he got to the line really well. So I'd say Belinda and Luke McCarthy would be thrilled that he's sort of coming back to his best as well. But Bonavista Bay, been out for a long, long time. He's trialled on a couple of occasions, so he's got a lot of class. It's whether he can keep up with these other horses. He's a big striding horse, and an angle should suit him. So But wow, who's going to beat Bayside and Suave Stewie? If they do, well, they'll book themselves a Miracle Mile berth, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, it's a great race, that one Saturday night, and coincides with the Melton Plate down in Victoria as well. Both meetings are on Saturday night. Thanks a lot, Darren. I'm cool, I'm happy, I'm pleasant.
I fire up, Andrew, but you've got me covered today.
No, well, I have.
I'm proud of you.
Well, it takes a lot to get me wound up when I'm particularly on air, but I'm upset with this because it's not good enough in this day and age what they've done. But anyway, that's another matter. I've said me say.